نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في قرآن مجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد مهد الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وآله الفاضلة. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an Hakim, in the noble Qur'an, Allah has stated, خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ. In other words, in this, the human being, the objective of him being created, Allah is mentioning in the Quran, that in this world, Allah has sent us to this world, and very clear and crystal clear purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that purpose and objective here. And in this, there's no confusion should remain that why are we here in this world as human beings and what purpose has Allah given to us for coming here. When we return, when we go back, then according to this objective that we were given, we will be asked, we will be questioned that objective, that purpose that Allah created you for, did you complete that and fulfill that purpose, yes or no? That's the summary of life. Whether you're 60 years old, 70 years old, or 100 years old, the purpose is the same for being here. That the reason that I sent you to the world, did you fulfill that objective, yes or no? So what's the purpose Allah has mentioned here? Ibadah. Worship. Just one objective for us here is that we need to worship Allah. Do ibadah. Now there are different meanings of worship, ibadah. But the common, you could say, factor is that a person should be a servant of Allah. And he should make it apparent that he's a servant. It should be clear, evident that he is a servant of Allah. And the principles and methods that Allah has prescribed to us, we should follow that. The way that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, all the actions we need to do, all those actions, when they're apparent, they are demonstrating servanthood. In other words, salah, prayer, namaz, that is showing your servanthood, demonstrating, keeping fast, hajj, zakat, these actions. But the main purpose of life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us and given us an objective, that is ibadah, to worship Him. Now, if we look at this objective of life, then everybody did this before, human beings. Which form of creation was it that did not worship Allah before Allah created the human being? Which creature was there? All the creatures worshipped Allah, and they did high-grade ibadah. Allah Ta'ala created those creatures to worship Him. The angels, leave the angels. Various places Allah has mentioned in the Quran that everything in the universe worships me, remembers me. There's nothing in the universe that is existing and that it does not worship Allah. It's impossible to find that. Impossible. Everything worships Allah in the universe. So what was the special quality of the human being that Allah created him and sent him to the world that you must worship me, Allah said? What's the question mark here? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a question, isn't it? That what special ibadah was that all the other creatures before mankind were doing ibadah worship, that the human being was saying, Allah made the world, planet, earth, everything was created just for ibadah worship. And if we look at this point here, that all the universe wide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything, for every creature Allah made, especially by the, someone's in prostration, someone's bowing, someone's doing tasbih, and an angel is doing ibadah durood, the leaves are doing ibadah, the ants, the fish, the water, and everything around us is worshipping Allah. Everything is alive. Everything is alive. Whatever has a structure, then definitely it remembers Allah from the creation. So this is a special universe, special action. How can they not do it? How can the creature not remember Allah? So the human being who was created by Allah, yes, everyone had a specific ibadah, worship, prostration, ruku. Every creature has a tariqah, method of doing ibadah, of worship. So the human being, when he was created, and all the ibadah are already present, existent, before that, then what was the ibadah that Allah created for the human being? What was the worship that we were meant to do? Yes, someone's praying salah, someone's doing sujood, ruku, tasbihah, durood, sharif, the other creatures already, for example, the angels. So what worship was the human being created for? Subhanallah. Think about it. Because we have to think about this, that are we doing the ibadah Allah Ta'ala created us for or not? We have to ask ourselves. So the human being, Allah gave him the title Ashraf, the superior form. From all the creatures, the human being is the most superior form of creation. Ashraf. So it's obvious then. It's obvious the worship of the human being must be unique then. So how can it be that, for example, all the other creatures, and Allah is telling us as well, you do sujood, you so praise Allah, you do ruku. There must be something else. Most definitely there's an action that Allah Ta'ala specifically has appointed to the human being. Definitely Allah has created a specific action for us. Allah says that your job is to do my ibadah. There must be a specific action. So this is the biggest point here. That what is the ibadah for the human being? What's our action that Allah Ta'ala wants us to do? So fasting, hajj, zakah, the whole universe, other creatures are doing the same. But because we are ashraf, superior form of creation, so Allah created us in a unique way. Yes, and the qualities Allah has put into us, Allah hasn't put those qualities in other creatures. Yes, our approach is different. Our creation is different. So Allah Ta'ala in this human being, He instilled a quality that all the ibadah, the rest of the creatures in the universe are doing, you will also do that. Sujood and salah, what a great quality. Allah's making us separate, but Allah says you are so great that you can also do those actions they're doing as well. All actions in the universe, the ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has also assigned to us. So that's a general ibadah, general worship. General. So what happened after that? That according to Allah's order, we have to worship Allah. We can't leave salah. Whatever ibadat Allah has prescribed that you must do, we need to do that. But despite, away from that, Allah has given us an ibadah. That's something we need to focus on. Away from the general worship, Allah has given us specific action. Why? Because the forgiveness of the human being will be on that specific worship. So this worship, salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, all these actions, these won't give forgiveness. Rather, these actions will elevate your status for sure. Understand the point I'm saying to him. The pious predecessors have taught us this, and I'm sharing this with you. I'm not making anything up. I'm not making anything up. I'm sharing with you the lesson that we've been taught by the pious predecessors. So pay attention, understand that are we doing that worship or not? And that is such an ibadah that only the human being can practice that. No other creature in the universe can practice that. No angel can practice that. No bird can practice that. Nothing in the universe can practice this. And especially only the human being can do this ibadah, this worship. What is that worship? Tell me. And that ibadah, upon that ibadah, you know, our ibadah, worship, salah, fasting, hajj, these won't give forgiveness. Rather, in reality, that our worship, the real worship that Allah sent us here for, if that ibadah is correct, then the other actions that we are doing will be accepted and they will give a higher status, higher reward in the hereafter. In other words, the ibadah Allah has given to us, worship, how will that save us? It will save us from hell. And the ibadah that all the other universe is doing, that we do, that will elevate our status, give us reward. So both will come in handy. But forgiveness will be only on that one specific worship that Allah has told us to do as human beings. So now the question arises that I ask you, tell me, what is the act of worship that Allah has given to us human beings? Yeah, give the answer. Yes, if we don't know the worship, that means we don't do it. If we don't do it, then tell me, then we are not fulfilling our objective of life, our purpose of life. That we are just thinking that, oh, the rest of the universe is doing what we're doing, worship, prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? We think we're successful. Everyone else is. What is our specific act of worship Allah will ask us that will give us forgiveness? If that is not correct for us, then all of our other prayers and worship will fail. Remember this point. All other actions we're doing will fail if that one action is not existent. All our actions and prayer and worship, it depends on that one specific worship. So tell me, what is that ibadah? You don't know what it is? Yes, you do know? You know, but you're not aware, you don't understand the importance of it. We don't consider it as ibadah, as worship. And how great ibadah is that? Think about it yourself. That nobody can do this. No one has the quality, nobody other creature has got the quality to do this ibadah. Apart from us, Allah decorated the whole world. Allah made the world for a reason. And for implementation of this ibadah, Allah Ta'ala created special creatures. Special things. Allah put the world in a special way. Allah created the structure, the form, the image of the world and everything around us because Allah wanted to send us here. And after that, Allah told us and taught us our maqsad, our objective. Then we had to go back to Allah and give the answer. So this whole world, the formation of the world, Allah has created according to our style, human beings, they will go and worship me here. That's why Allah made the sky, Jannah, angels are doing their worship, they are immersed, Allah has made places for them. So Allah made us this world to worship Him in this world, in a specific way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for that ibadah, that worship, Allah made the world in that style, in that manner. Allah instilled all the things in the world so we can implement that worship, that specific worship for human beings. Nothing else in the world does that. They don't have the quality or attributes or ability. Allah's given us ability that we can practice that deed. Say Subhanallah. No other angel could do that. No Jibreel al-Islam can't do that worship the way meant to do. No Mikael. No. Allah give us special qualities. Me, you, the small children here. Whoever is born here, Allah's put the quality in the human being that he must do that worship on earth. So how important is this action? Tell me. If only, like we run, when it's salah time, we should run to salah. When it's jamaat time, congregation, we run for salah. And when the azan comes, we try our best. But very few people have I seen that our specific ibadah, they're running, hastening towards that ibadah. Nobody, very few people have I seen. Very few. They don't bother, we're not bothered about it. We don't care about it. Despite the fact that that ibadah that we've been created for, we should run more to that action. So what is that ibadah Allah has created us for, that worship? Shall I tell you what it is? Then you'll say, oh, I knew this already. You'll say, I knew this already. Our ibadah, my friends, for which Allah has created, those who don't understand it, what is that ibadah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's disobedience, don't disobey Allah, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Allah says, that's what you've been created for. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the worship that Allah has created for. The angels don't have the ability to disobey Allah, to sin. Can they? Can the angels do it? No. It's impossible. Even a spider doesn't have the ability. A bird doesn't have the ability. A stone doesn't have the ability. A tree doesn't have the ability to disobey Allah. Wherever you look in the world, the duties Allah has given to the creatures, the plants, in that way they are existent and they're sticking to what they've been told. Is this the case or not? Isn't the whole of the universe doing that? Can the universe and the creatures around us do the worship that Allah has created us for? No. Can anything around us, any creature, disobey Allah? Can ever the honeybee say, no, today I'm on strike, I'm not going to make the honey. Can the chicken say, I'm not going to lay the egg? Can the cow say, I'm not going to give milk? Ever? Can the fish say that I'm not going to do this and that? All the creatures, animals, Allah says, you're going to give milk. Honeybee, you're going to make the honey. And chicken, you're going to lay the egg. Whatever, wherever the animals, the creatures are, they are fulfilling their duty, their purpose. But there's one human being, he says, Allah, I'm not going to listen. Why? Because this is the point. This is the ibadah, the worship, that's our purpose of life, that purpose Allah sent us from this world. Allah said this, خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ إِنْسَ وَلَا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, insan, jinn, I've created you for a worship, no one else can do that worship. What is that? Allah says, do not disobey me, O human being. That's your purpose of life. And this disobedience equals sin. Sin. Do you understand now the equation? This is the ibadah Allah has created us for. Have you ever seen running to the action? Okay, I'm going to leave lying now. Does anyone have concern? Fikr, I don't want to get angry anymore. Have you ever seen anyone concerned? I'm not going to backbite anymore. Have you seen anyone depressed? That, oh, I'm not going to be envious of anybody anymore. Have you seen anyone? No. Well, wake up with the Hajj. We will do Umrah and Hajj and prayer. We're prepared to do everything. But that ibadah, worship for which Allah created us human beings, we're not ready to do that. Say Subhanallah. Why? Because, now listen carefully here. For this ibadah, worship that Allah created human beings, Allah made us and sent us for this purpose. Yeah, time is short. So I have to summarize this subject today because there's no time between the salahs. Very interesting topic, mashallah. Very interesting topic. Allah created the formation of the universe for us to do this ibadah. How? Allah filled the world with sins and attractions, isn't it? Sins around us. Yes, Allah Ta'ala could have made Jannah for the angels. They don't know what's a sin. They don't know how to look at a woman, a girl, angels. They don't know how to commit fraud. They don't know how to be envious. Like we fall into the tricks. The how do we eat haram? How do we lie? We'll say a million lies and then we do sujood after that. We eat haram and then we do du'as after that. We lie upon lie and then we do umrah after that. And we earn haram and then we worship after that. We cut our beards and the sisters take off the hijab and they go in front of the Rawda Mubarak. And does anyone dare to do this? Am I right or wrong? Tell me. Am I right or am I wrong? Why? Because this worship, Allah created us for this worship. That I've given you attraction to the world. I've given you free realm. Allah says, I want to test you now. I want to test you. That's such a dirty, impure place in the world. And on top of that, what did Allah do? Allah created the nafs on top of that. Another force against Allah created shaitan. Another force against us. What attractions and forces against us? Then Allah created us. Say Subhanallah. And then Allah said that this is your worship in this dirty place. You have to live here. Nafs, your desires, and despite shaitan and nafs being there with every attraction around you. When you come back to me, Allah says, come to me in such a way that not a splash of sin should be on you. And whoever has done this ibadah, worship, leaving the sins, Allah says, he is successful. He is past the test. Have we done this ibadah in our lives? This is the deception of shaitan. Says, oh, I'll show you, I will make your prayer zayyan, and whatever you don't need to do, he makes you run towards that, he makes you busy in prayer. But the real ibadah, worship that Allah will ask us about in hereafter, he says, don't do it, don't do it. Shaitan, until today, have you seen anyone in depression that leave lying? Let me leave envy. Let me leave haram actions. Let me leave immodesty. And all morning and evening, he's struggling, worried about this, leaving the sin. Have you seen anyone do this? No. That's why Jahannam will be full. That's why hell will be full. More, bring more, bring more. It will be said into hell. خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I created you for this worship. I'll send you to the world and you must not disobey me. What should you do on earth? This is the biggest test. The whole world will see this game. That what a creation. All the creatures are watching. Allah created this impure place and I said, you have to save yourself from the impurity of sin. All life long passes, but we just know one thing, just our routine. All the world is worshipping, praying, all the other creatures in the universe, we're doing the same. Allah won't ask us about that first. No salah will be of use to us. No hajj zakat will be of use to us. Allah says, the purpose I've created the world and the universe and your nafs, your desires and shaitan, I send you to the world. What did you do in the world? Show me the ibadah that you did that I told you to do. That did you leave my disobedience? Wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim, Allah says. I sent my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the world for this purpose. Say Subhanallah. For this worship, the name of this worship, my brothers, this worship's name is tazkiyah. Another name for the worship of leaving sin equals tazkiyah. We don't even know the khankas, the institutes, the teaching institutes of the Wali Salah. We didn't know this. Alhamdulillah, this is the great achievement of my sheikh that these khankas were made. Because there will definitely be hospitals where there are sick people. Where there are people who are sick spiritually, Allah will give them spiritual hospitals. So they can go and cure their problems. How can it be that if Allah told us to pray Salah and there's no masjid to pray in? No, so wherever a Muslim goes, there definitely will be a masjid. And as Muslims spread and increase, the more masjids will be constructed. So for example, I saw a brother, he said, there's a masjid I knew. I said, another masjid? He said, yeah, it's just here nearby. Let's do dua. Subhanallah. There was no need for a masjid there. But there is a need. But there is a need, definitely. Allah Ta'ala said, that can anyone think that you sat here, that we'd be sat in big masjids talking here? Why? Because when Allah orders something, it will happen. So, such a great worship, Allah said, I've created you for a purpose in life. Then will Allah not make the khankas in the world and the walis of Allah and the sheikhs to do our tazkiyah, to purify us? Has Allah not made that system? But we are the people who are lazy, so we don't need purification. We want hell, we say. Oh, this is not important, this is not necessary, we'll say, to leave this and leave this, these sins. We don't need to do this, we say. Allah said, I sent to my Prophet with this, where you zakihim, the go and purify and clean the believers. So the purpose of life that I've sent them for, they can come onto that platform. What is tazkiyah? Don't lie, don't backbite, don't dhulam, don't do oppression, don't do fraud, don't do the evil eye, don't deceive people. 99% of these sins are in us. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَدَ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَدَ نِفَاقِ بَرْكَسِ شِرْكَ رِيَا showing of pretense. All the sins are inside us. And is this how we will go into paradise? With these salahs, these prayers? Say subhanAllah. So I'm saying this for these words for a reason, that we need to work hard on this subject. Yes, if you listen to what I'm saying, wherever you are, before this, I didn't even know this subject today that I'm sharing with you. Even I didn't know this knowledge. So what's our knowledge? What's the objective of the khanqah? What's the objective of going to Wali Allah, Shaykh? Why did our forefathers do that? Even their objective is wrong. Somebody goes to meet a Shaykh to become a Wali Allah, to see dreams or kashf or visions, or to become a fakir, or to become a Shaykh or a teacher. No. The reason a student goes to a sheikh is that you learn the objective of life so you can remove your sins from within. If a sheikh, complete teacher, is not teaching you this, yes, just like a patient who's sick goes to a doctor, he's in a bad way, he's sick, and he runs to a doctor, you should also run to a sheikh. The save us, sheikh, O teacher. The way Allah Ta'ala has prescribed in the Quran, that if you want to earn taqwa, then what you do, قُونُ مَا صَادِقِينَ لَسِسِ. If you want to become fear of, if you want to acquire fear of Allah, then go to those who know. If you want to be saved from sins, then go to the Wali Allah, because he's the spiritual doctor who will allow you, help you to get rid of sins. We go to a sheikh with other objectives, then you get the same type of Wali Allah. If you have a contaminated objective, then you will get a person who's not sincere. But if I have an intention that I need to fulfill my objective of life, Allah has prescribed the route to do this. So we can't say Allah has made the world and nafs and shaitan and sins, Allah has created me and I'll be saved. Allah said, for this reason that I have sent my walis, my friends, that if you go into their company, then you'll be safe from the sins. But shaitan and nafs don't allow us to do this. Yes, so this is the message, that get up physically and go and sit in the company of the good people. Otherwise your salah won't be accepted, your hajj won't be accepted. None of your actions won't be accepted. If you do the action, if you do tazkiyah, if you purify yourself, then all your worship and prayers will elevate your status. So you will get daraja from salah. You will get status from Quran. You will get rewards from hajj. You will get rewards from du'as. And by waking up in the night, you'll get rewards. And you'll get rewards from Ramadan. But only if you fulfill the condition that if you fulfill your purpose of life of leaving disobedience, then you'll get these rewards. Say subhanAllah. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the condition of life. The main purpose of all of us in life is to leave the sins. Allah says, that's why I created you. Allah said, I didn't create you for salah. Allah says, angels are praying salah. They're prostrating like Jibreel alayhi salam, the big malaika that sat in sujood with the beautiful faces. Allah says, can you compare with their sujood? Can you do dhikr like them? No. Allah said, you are dirty, impure. You've been thrown into a dirty place. Allah said, save yourself. Then you come back to me, Allah says. Then you come back to me. This is called وَجَهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, that I have created human being for jihad. With what? That you must fight with your enemies. With your enemies. Who are your enemies? Your desires and shaitan. They will invite you towards sin. You must shun the sin. Say subhanAllah. Reject the sin. So how? There's a method of rejecting the sin. And the best method of rejecting sin is go make a connection with a wali Allah, with a sheikh, pious person. He is a shelter. Good company is a shelter. Those people, students who are not connected to a shaykh, they are people who are mutakabbir, pride. They are attached to shaitan. They say, we have no need for a teacher. I don't need to do my salah. Oh, I don't need to get lies out of myself. I do it myself. That your father cannot help you to get lies out of yourself. All life you can go into sajda and go and stand even and do sujood in front of the Kaaba. You say it's not necessary. Allah says the Kaaba can't get the lies out of you. You can do sajda there. All life. The lying will come out of you. The only way, if you follow the prescription I've given you, Allah says, if you cure yourself the way I've prescribed, Allah says, then within a minute, the lies will come out of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, my sir. Yes, my friends, this is how it will come out. So, shaitan has taken our direction. He's changed our objective of life. He's made us busy with just praying and praying. But our main objective of life that Allah has created us for is that we must leave the disobedience of Allah and we must leave the sins if we want to return to Allah successful. Otherwise, we will not succeed. We will not succeed. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was present once. And the noble companions, he asked them, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now I'm telling you the meaning of this hadith. What did he question? He said, my companions, tell me, who is the muflis person? What a famous hadith this is. Yes? Who are the muflis? Not in terms of the world, in terms of the hereafter. Who is the muflis? Yes, the people in the muflis, sahaba said that we think in the world the person who doesn't have money, no wealth, no shop, and he's poor, he's muflis. We think he's a poor person. That of course is the case, because he doesn't have money. Yes, he's poor. But in the hereafter, who will be poor in the hereafter? That person who will not have deeds. The person who doesn't have money in the world, he is poor. Say subhanAllah. But the person in the hereafter who doesn't have the currency for which purpose we were sent in the world, then he will be poor in the hereafter, a beggar. Yes? So then the sahaba said, how, O Prophet of Allah? Then the Prophet replied, he said, I will tell you who will be poor in the hereafter. There will be a person who will come. You'll have salah, hajj, zakat, the ibadah that the worship do, that we emphasize on today, worship, prayer, hajj and zakat. But this is, we have no need to do this. We need that ibadah that will cause the other worship to be accepted. That's this worship that we do, praying, worshipping, this is the worship of the universe, not our specific worship. So, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be a man on the day of judgment. He'll come with all his deeds, all his prayers. He'll go to Allah. Allah will say, is this all your worship? You say, yes, Allah, I prostrated to you. I did Umrah. I prayed, Salah, Namaz, Ramadan, fasting, Allah. I read Quran. Allah will say, okay, stand. Allah will say, stand. Call now. Then will come the recorders and there will be a line of people next to him. There will be a wife, children, family. Remember this. There will be a big line of people who recognize us. Now, Allah will say. Okay, let's start the process, Allah will say. So one person will say that he did wrong to me and he deceived me here and he put me in loss. And all the secrets will be unraveled. All the deeds will come in front of us on that day. And your fingers will speak, your places will be the places where you committed sin. Here we hide our hasad, but the hasad will come out, the envy. Here we hide the jealousy will come out. Here we hide the shirk will come out on the day of judgment. Here we hide the hypocrisy, that inside something, outside something. One side something, the other faces something, but it will be shown. I will say, Qalb min Salim, that person should come to me whose heart is clean and pure like a crystal. Yes, only that person who did tazkiyah in the world, who worked hard, who sat in the khanqah, who ground himself down, who ground his nafs to the ground. That is the hard work in this world. The worship prayer is a habit. After Ramadan, does anyone feel like eating now? That the routine of eating changes. Even now my routine hasn't changed after Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Yeah, because it becomes a routine for you. It's a habit. So ibadah becomes a habit. That in the morning you wake up, tahajjud, get habit, alhamdulillah, you start waking up soon. Regularly, you come to pray salah, you make a habit, and slowly the habit will come for you to pray salah, you start praying fajr. No great achievement. The great achievement is that when you leave the sins, and then come. You are lying, you leave the lying. You are showing off, you leave the showing off. You consume haram, somebody should show leaving these sins. And you can leave these sins in that way that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. What's the guideline? Allah says, work hard on leaving the sins in your life. That's why you need to work hard and grind yourself down. Make effort. Otherwise, you're destroying your life in this game. They're just praying. These are habits. Praying. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So do the right worship, Allah says. The purpose of life. So the Sahaba Akram said, O Prophet, so on the day of judgment, all the things, the witnesses will come. His body, his limbs, his organs, and other people. Allah will say, now, how? that Allah says, I will not be happy with this person. Because not just one thing, that I see just one thing, that I want to be saved from hell. I don't need nothing else. Allah, I want to go in paradise. I have won this, that for example, Allah, I've got so many hajj and umrah. Allah, please send me to paradise. But then all his deeds are being weighed at that time. So is this not the deen today? Can anybody reject this hadith? So what ibadah do we need to do? Do you understand now the subject of life? All those salahs, his sujood, prostration is going, is disappearing, his hajj evaporating. Someone's taken his mother, wife, children. Oh, he broke our rights, he lied to us. He gave us haram to eat. Father will say to his son, son will say to his father, oh, he did wrong to us. He'll take his deeds. Allah's court of justice will be established. No solicitor there. No solicitor, no barrister to save us. Yes, this man will take your deeds. Your enemies will take your deeds, subhanAllah. Your good deeds, pure good deeds that you did, worship. And all your deeds, the balance sheet. Allah, I'm finished. I came prepared for Jannah. Through I pray Salah, Namaz, read Quran. What's going on here? Allah said, you weren't going to get Jannah for this. You're going to get Jannah. Ata Allah biqalbin salim, Allah said. That don't come with a burden. Come to me lightweight, Allah says. Lightweight. Not with the burden of the sins. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what will happen then? So how many deeds will happen? All the people loot and steal his deeds and run into paradise laughing at him. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You've given us your deeds. We are successful now. So what will happen now? There's a line. Then his situation's gone upside down. All his deeds have evaporated. What will happen then? Then the second case will start. The second, that their sins, those people, their sins will come on his head as well. They'll be transferred. So his deeds have gone to those people who he oppressed. And all their sins will come onto his head to such an extent that he will go to the bottom pit of Jahannam. This is Sahih Hadith. Authentic. Why? Because he didn't work hard on the purpose of life. He thought my purpose of life is Salah, Namaz, Ibadah, Khalaq al-Jinn wal-Insa, Illa liya'budun. Great, beautiful topic. But we need to do dhikr. Time is short. So this is the message we got today. That the real worship that will make us successful in the hereafter is what? Is to leave the sins. And that's why we follow the tazkiyah sheet system. So today those people will be successful who make effort on the tazkiyah sheets. You'll see this. Praying tahajjud. You're reading Quran. Your tics are there. Your salah is there. But when you get to the sins sheet, that's where people start to fail. When they do the sins. So this is the Kamil Sheikh. And I'm speaking to you like a sheikh. Yes, that through which way does a person attain Islah, rectification? And Allah is Kareem. Allah is merciful. Allah said, I've sent you to such a place. At least you keep on working hard. And at least you will get through the run. Why you distress on the day of Allah? Allah said, I worked hard. Allah, but the world was dangerous. I was working hard. I was trying, but I couldn't leave all the sins. Allah said, no problem. You were trying hard. You were trying hard. Sai mashkura. Go into paradise, Allah said. Go into paradise. So at least try hard, at least go and sit in the company of good people, even if your sins don't evaporate. But at least tomorrow on the day of judgment, you can say, Allah, I tried. We used to go, I couldn't leave the sins, I couldn't leave lying. I used to go in the company, I want to improve my salah, I want to improve my worship. Allah says, it will happen. Soon as your heart is made in the company of good people, you will run away from the sins. So correct that thing which is the hurdle for you. The barrier. Do you know what is the hurdle? That the sins. Why doesn't a person pray tahajjud? Because when in the day he sins so much, then he can't get up for tahajjud. When a human being does sins in his heart, then he doesn't feel like doing good deeds. So at that time when you clean, purify your heart in the company of a wali Allah, a shaykh, then automatically your attraction towards sins will decrease and diminish. What do? We are emphasizing on salah, prayer. There's no need to emphasize on prayer, prayer, prayer. Emphasize on your heart. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say in the hadith that in your heart, in your body, there's a piece of flesh. If that is corrected, then all of your life will be corrected. Your salah will be correct, your fast will be correct, your hajj will be correct. Everything. Automatically you will go towards good. So there's no need to run around and run after prayer, because that's in our nature to do that. I told you that in advance. That servanthood for us is our objective. Is servanthood. And for that servanthood, Allah says to physically demonstrate salah, fasting, hajj. So as soon as you go towards servanthood, then automatically you will pray and worship. So you don't need to work hard on that. You will run towards that automatically. You don't need to work hard on salah. Maybe it happens that many people oppose what I'm saying, but listen to my bayan time and time again, then you'll understand what I'm saying afterwards. I'm saying correct. The shaitan has turned our direction of life. We must improve our cleanliness of our heart. Work hard on this. Look at the hadith of the Prophet. If your heart is correct, then everything is correct. Then everything in your life will start to become correct. Everything. And your burdens will decrease. And you'll become lightweight. And the biggest burden on the body, depression, is anxiety and fear. All those burdens of sins give that person anxiety and depression. In the life, you can't live one sin. The whole life passes, you do hajj, you become mad doing hajj year after year. By sitting in Arafat year after year, you get mad and crazy doing duas. But you can't leave one sin. That leave backbiting and show me that. Leave backbiting. We get tired of doing worship prayers, but we won't leave backbiting. That's why we do the sheet system. Allah says, keep trying. I want to see after you pass away that you do to keep trying. Allah likes that. وَجَهَدُ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلَنَا Allah says, keep trying, make effort. Allah says, I'll open the path for you. So how much do we have to try? This purpose of life, the objective Allah has given to us. Do you understand my point today? Will we try hard, inshallah? Put your hands up so I can see that who's understood what I'm saying. MashaAllah, 100%. Everyone, my subject's been delivered today. So think after today, I need to get rid of my sins. Why do I get angry? Anger is such a bad action that you cannot imagine how bad is anger. You cannot imagine. Anger, if you start studying anger, the whole of the actions of the world are spoiled are due to anger. Why? Because shaitan is there. Anger equals shaitan. Shaitan is inside us. Allah Ta'ala has released him free. Allah has made the world a dirty place. And how much will you run away from the world? How much? Everywhere you go, you will see, even Makkah, Medina, people write me letters that I'm being zina with my eyes. My eyes are being spoiled. Tell me. From the holy lands, because everywhere you are in the world, you can commit the sins. There's no, wherever you are, you can sin. Because there's only one way you can be saved from the sins. Go in the company of a pious person, a sheikh, a wali Allah, to learn how to leave the sins. Yes? So in the beginning, when it was my first umrah, I was a young person, 27, 28 years old. And it was my cousin, may Allah give him Jannah, may Allah give him a high grade in paradise. My cousin, he was my uncle, my friend, my brother, lots of love between us. And I went there, and it was salam. He said, where are you going? I said, there's a dhikr majlis today. I said, dhikr gathering, dhikr here? I said, where are you going? He said, there's a wali Allah, very great wali Allah. He was a Sufi sahab, you know, Hazrat Mulana Sufi Iqbal sahab in Madinatul Manawara. And Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya sahab, from his khalifa he was. And he was connected to him, my cousin. So I thought at that time, in Makkah, Medina, living here, you're going to wali Allah. Why don't you do ibadah here in Makkah, Medina? What's the need here to go to wali Allah, to sit with a sheikh? And that was my thinking at that time. That was my thinking. And he had gone beyond that doubt. That thinking, he knew that for tazkiyah, purification, you need a wali Allah, whether you're in front of the Kaaba or Medina. Even there you need a sheikh, a teacher. Even there. So do you not have a need here in this country? So then, today I've understood his words after seeing his death. What a great death he had, alhamdulillah. That was so envious of his death, proud. So I said, yaar, my friend, here in Medina, you live here and you need a teacher. You're looking for a peer, a sheikh, a guide. What's the need here in Medina? I said to him at that time. What's the need? So brothers, tazkiyah for purification of the heart and nafs, you need a sheikh wherever you're living in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, wherever you're living. Just like I give this example. Those people there who are connected to me, they are writing on the sheets, I can't leave sins of the eyes, are lying, we can't leave it. They're doing tawaf in Makkah, Medina, doing sajda. This is the law of Allah. Wherever you live in the world, that world is a dirty place. And the way, the method to be saved is only that one method, that you cannot be saved unless you go to a pious company. Fortunate those people who don't waste their time, who in their young age, mashallah, subhanallah, then they are the great achievers, alhamdulillah. In that, for example, to be saved from the sins, how can you do that? When you're 25, 30 years old, like when I was 25, 30 years old, then I put myself and I signed myself over to my sheikh, my teacher. That's the best age to hand yourself over. To enjoy your life, if you want to enjoy your life, then from a young life, take hold of the company of a wali Allah, a sheikh. Put your teachers, put your children in that mode, but he must be a true wali Allah. Yes, so put your children and the younger generation towards the wali Allah, the sheikh. Because today there are number two false sheikhs in the world. Shaitan has recruited false people for his mission. There will be a good wali Allah and there will be other people, so-called sheikhs, who shaitan has manufactured. So you need to ask yourself, who am I going towards? Either you want to find a sheikh, a teacher according to the rules of the Quran. If that's the case, then you'll only look for one thing and you'll be immersed in his company. There'll be one sign that he will have no attachment to the dunya. That please connect me to Allah, you will say to that teacher. Connect me to Allah. And you will attain Allah. You will attain Allah. You attain Allah's nearness from the company of the wali Allah. This is a unique statement. the pious elders taught us. That you attain Allah's nearness at the nearness of a wali. Alhamdulillah, so we need to try from today that we understood what is our unique worship as human beings. Whoever works out on this will get success. Whoever left his sins, do the tazkiyah sheets, enlist onto the sheet system, and leave the rest to Allah. Have tawakkal in Allah. Don't delay, be sincere. And through one proper objective, that I've understood my objective of life, that we have one purpose of life, that we need to save ourselves from the sins. That's why Allah sent us to this world. Yeah, from top to toe, we haven't been sent for prayer. The whole world is full of creatures doing ibadah. Our ibadah, Allah doesn't need that. Allah wants one worship, doesn't matter. Nothing else in the universe is doing the ibadah. That worship that we're doing, nothing in the universe is doing the ibadah that we should be doing. Do you understand now the answer? Do you understand? In other words, to shun and leave the sins, this worship Allah has given to us. No other creature in the universe is doing this. Angels have no need to do that, to leave the sins, because they're saved already, automatically. Every creature is obedient of Allah. It's for us human beings Allah has given us this worship. And this is the reason that all of the high levels of the human being, even the angel can't get to the heights of a human being if he succeeds. Why? Because that's our unique hard work Allah has given to us. That's our unique connection. So let's do dua, pray to Allah, that Allah gives us all the tawfiq. So from today, change your direction of life and run towards this purpose of life. Morning and evening concern, can I leave this sin? Can I leave this sin? Am I leaving this? Otherwise it will be the same balance sheet accounts, there will be the line. All your deeds will go to other people and their sins will come to you and you'll be thrown into hell. Go. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us all. And let's pray and recite the Rujal.
بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين تحا وياسين الحبيب العليم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيهم صديقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.